From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Monday, December 15th. Sutter County supervisors may ban industrial hemp cultivation at their meeting Tuesday. Hemp is in the cannabis family, but unlike marijuana, it only has trace amounts of THC, the compound that produces a high. Growing it in Sutter County has been controversial. Jake Goodrick is a Sacramento Bee reporter. He's been following the story.
Sutter County had tried to run its program from about 2019 through the present with some ups and downs along the way. Despite being a more farm-centric kind of community, they were open to hemp, but specifically not marijuana. And I think that the blurring of those lines ended up becoming somewhat of an issue over the years.
Over time, the county vacillated between allowing and banning hemp. Now, following some recent allegations of possible criminal behavior associated with two growers and constant complaints about its strong odor, supervisors will decide whether to ban it again. And an Oroville man faces up to 22 years in prison for his role in starting the destructive Thompson Fire last year. Action News Now reports Spencer Anderson was found guilty this month of arson of a structure or forest land. Anderson's sentencing is set for January 7th. The fire started on July 2nd, 2024, northeast of Oroville, and destroyed 13 homes and damaged more than 30 structures. The district attorney's office says the fire started from a flaming object thrown from a car. Prosecutors say Anderson admitted to testing a firework by throwing one out of his vehicle on Cherokee Road. And Redding City Councilmember Erin Reznor has her eyes set on county leadership. In a video posted to her website and social media accounts, she announced she's running for Shasta County's District 1 supervisor seat in 2026. Reznor is a Republican and would be vying for the seat currently occupied by Supervisor Kevin Cry. In the campaign video, Reznor sits illuminated in a darkened room and calls upon Cry's constituents over an orchestral score.
This seat I'm running for, it isn't mine. It's ours. It belongs to every single resident who has felt ignored, dismissed, or flat out disrespected by the very leader sworn to represent them. This seat is the people's seat. This is your seat.
Reznor says she wants to restore trust and integrity in her community. She was mayor of Redding in 2020 and has served as a council member since 2018. And more than $30 million in state grant funding will go to restoring conditions along the Feather River to a more natural state. That's according to reporting by the Appeal Democrat. The Sutter Butte Flood Control Agency was awarded the grant. The agency says it's addressing parts of the river damaged by hydraulic mining. The project will create a more natural river channel and give water room to flow, which will help limit flood risk in nearby communities and help improve fish habitats. And finally, free bus rides for Colusa County residents will end later this month. The program, known as Free Fare Days, ran for 6 months this year and was funded through a state grant. According to the county, Free Fare Days provided approximately 27,000 free rides to residents. In a press release, the county said it hopes to bring back the program in the future. It also said free rides will continue to be provided on Election Day, so long as funds are available. And those were your headlines for Monday, December 15th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.